I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood philosopher, back with another episode of Wisdom Warriors. How stoicism builds mental strength. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of anger, resentment, and grudges? You know that feeling when someone wrongs you, and instead of letting it go, you find yourself replaying the scenario in your head over and over, like a broken record stuck on repeat? Yeah, me too. But guess what? Stoicism has some pretty powerful tools to help us ditch the backpack and lighten our load. Today, we're diving into the art of forgiveness and letting go of resentment, a crucial skill for building mental strength and living a happier, more fulfilling life. First things first, understand this. Holding on to resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It doesn't hurt them, it hurts you. Resentment festers inside, poisoning your thoughts, emotions, and relationships. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control, our own thoughts and reactions, not on external circumstances or the actions of others. We can choose to let go of that anger, that bitterness, and free ourselves from its grip. Think of it like this. You've got a beautiful plant. You water it, you give it sunlight, but then a pesky weed starts growing next to it, sucking up all the nutrients. Do you keep fighting the weed, trying to control it? Or do you focus on nurturing your plant, making sure it has everything it needs to thrive? That's what stoicism is all about, focusing on our own well-being and cultivating inner peace, even amidst life's inevitable challenges. Number 2. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning the other person's actions. It's not about saying what they did was okay, it's about releasing yourself from the burden of anger and resentment. You can forgive someone without forgetting what happened. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, it's an act of liberation, not weakness. Think about athletes who come back from devastating injuries. They forgive their bodies for failing them, focus on their recovery, and ultimately come back stronger. That's the power of forgiveness. It allows us to move forward, grow, and become more resilient. Number 3. Practice empathy. Try to understand why the other person might have acted the way they did. This doesn't mean making excuses for them, but rather trying to see things from their perspective. You might discover that they were acting out of fear, insecurity, or pain, emotions we all experience at some point. When we cultivate empathy, it becomes easier to forgive because we understand that everyone makes mistakes and is capable of growth. Number 4. Focus on the present moment. Dwelling on past hurts keeps us stuck in a cycle of negativity. Stoicism encourages us to live in the here and now, appreciating the good things in our lives and letting go of what no longer serves us. Practice mindfulness, pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When resentment arises, acknowledge it, but don't let it consume you. And finally, number 5. Remember that forgiveness is a process, not a one-time event. It takes time, effort, and often, a willingness to be vulnerable. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and don't be afraid to seek support from friends, family, or a therapist if you need it. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, and a colleague makes a critical mistake that directly impacts your project. Your first reaction? Frustration, anger, resentment start bubbling up inside. But then, you remember what we talked about today. You take a deep breath, practice empathy, maybe they're under a lot of stress, or maybe they just made a genuine error. You choose to focus on finding solutions, working together to fix the problem, and letting go of the anger. See? By practicing forgiveness, you not only liberate yourself from the burden of resentment, but also create space for compassion, understanding, and even stronger relationships. So remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning wrongdoings, it's about choosing peace over pain, freedom over bitterness, and growth over anger. It's a superpower that takes practice, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever experienced the power of forgiveness? Share your stories in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and build a community of Wisdom Warriors together. Stay strong, stay resilient, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.